leather boots on the pedal of her German car. Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. It's a French kiss, Italian eyes, Spanish moss and the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night.
American Saturday Night is earning Brad Paisley some of the best critical reviews of his career. The Washington Post praised him for being as versatile an artist as Nashville has produced in years. And the New York Times called Brad the most important act in mainstream country music. His fans are equally impressed with the album. First week sales led to a number one debut on Billboard's country chart. Brad says the songs on American Saturday Night are some of the most personal he's ever written.
I really didn't hold back. I talk about some very personal stuff in my life, and it felt like that was the new frontier for me.
Now you're my whole life. Now you're my whole world. I just can't believe the way I feel about you, girl. Like a river meets the sea, stronger than it's ever been. We've come so far since that day. And I thought I loved you then.
Brad wrote the romantic ballad Then for his wife, actress Kimberly Williams Paisley. The song recently became his 10th consecutive number one country hit. Among the album's 14 tracks are a few that deal with more serious themes than his previous releases. Brad explains.
I've done some role playing and some songs like Online and Ticks. It's just not where I'm at right now in my life to seriously sing that, especially what's going on in our country, you know, the economic times and some of this. We wanted to be a little more timely than that with this record.
Brad sings about social and technological advances in Welcome to the Future, the latest single from American Saturday Night. He recently performed the song and several others at the White House for President Barack Obama, the First Lady, and members of Congress. Brad said, being able to deliver that message personally to one of the people who ushered in this new era is really one of the most completely, artistically satisfying moments I've ever had. Here's Brad Paisley with Welcome to the Future. I'm Mary Morningstar.
When I was 10 years old, I remember thinking how cool it would be when we were going on an 8-hour drive. If I could just watch TV, I'd have given anything to have my own. Have to get a ride down to the arcade.